Monday morning marks the inauguration of Governor David Ige and his new Lieutenant Governor Josh Green. Sherry Bracken, our Big Island contributing reporter, sat down with Green recently. She's on the line with us. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. Aloha.
So tell us about your interview with Dr. Green.
Well, it was really interesting. First of all, where we did it, he has been for 20 years working as an emergency room physician here on the Big Island, initially at Ka'u Hospital and now up at Kohala Hospital. So I drove up to Kohala Hospital, which is definitely a rural hospital. It is past Javi, past Kapa'au, sort of in the jungle on a street that is cleverly named Hospital Road. And so it was nice to see him in his work environment, but not actually be a patient. And in talking about his work in the emergency room, he also explained why that has informed one of his key goals, which is to find a way to retain teachers, because that's clearly a big issue. And Dr. Josh Green came to the Big Island on a program that pays back medical school loans if you agree to work in a rural hospital for, I think it's 2 or 3 years. And as he said, 20 years later, he's still here. So one of the things that he'd like to do is look at ways to, if teachers can make a commitment to be here for 5 to 10 years, to pay back some of their loans or maybe help pay mortgages, just something. You know, he hasn't formulated all the plans, but given his experience, that encourages people to go to places where they might not normally go or to stay in places where they might not normally stay. So that was interesting to me. And, of course, being an emergency room doctor, another huge priority is homelessness and their health issues because, as you know, Catherine, I believe you've talked with Queens Medical Center. Art Ushijima, the CEO of Queens, told me more than a year ago that they were spending about $18 million a year treating homeless folks in the emergency room at Queens Hospital, and that Dr. Green, Josh Green, even while working as a state senator on Oahu, had worked with Queens to come up with a way to help address the issue, which is you put clinics into the areas where the homeless folks are, you provide them with housing and health care and post-hospital care. And so I believe that's going to be one of his very big priorities after he gets inaugurated. And it sounds like he and the governor have come to a meeting of the minds on that.
It's interesting because watching him at the state legislature, I know he's always used that experience to connect with people.
Well, and, you know, he told me that what he would like to do is try to work at least one shift a month at Kohala Hospital, one weekend a month, so that he can maintain a real deep connection with a rural community, because he said that has given him insight into the day-to-day issues that people face. And, you know, I think some of us on neighbor islands think that once folks get to Oahu, they tend to lose perspective on what it's like on the neighbor islands, because all the neighbor islands have a few more challenges in some ways than does Oahu.
Yeah, I was struck by that in your reports, that he really just wants to keep working in the ER.
Yeah, I think that's great. And it was he had a couple of patients. Obviously, I wasn't in there with the patients, but I could see how much he enjoyed it, and also I could hear how much they appreciated his calm demeanor. And, you know, being an emergency room physician, I know he has handled some really horrible, tense cases. I mean, really severe injuries and things. And he maintains a very calm demeanor, and I think that will serve him well as lieutenant governor. If there's ever a crisis, I think he will be able to step up. And, you know, for example, one of the jobs of lieutenant governor is to take over if the governor does become ill or disabled, and that would not be something that anybody wants. But if it occurs, I think Josh Green's background as a doctor in the emergency room will help him proceed with that.
And I know during the campaign he talked about the issues facing our state. We've got the opioid crisis, the physician shortage.
And, you know, he noted to me that, of course, he is not the Department of Health, has no intention to try to usurp any of the authority of the Department of Health. But we do have a new Department of Health director, and I know that Josh plans to work closely with him, Bruce Anderson, and support Bruce Anderson, and also make sure that the Department of Health, in its Oahu presence, doesn't lose sight of the fact that sometimes neighbor island issues need better focus than sometimes they've had in the past. And I'll point to the dengue outbreak on the Big Island a few years ago and our current ongoing rat lung disease. And I know that Josh wants to use his experience as a healthcare professional, as an emergency room physician, to help make sure the Department of Health gets the support they need and also that they're aware of some of these issues.
Now, during the campaign, there was a lot made of the fact that he got huge contributions from the Carpenters Union, the Political Action Committee, Be Change Now. What did he say about that?
Well, I asked him, and he said, you know, that's a very fair question. And he said, as you know, any political action committee cannot collaborate at all with a campaign. And he said, and they did not. And he said he was endorsed also by the Nurses Association, the Doctors Association, the Sierra Club, as well as the Carpenters Union. But I asked him point blank, what have they asked you for? And he said, they have asked me for nothing. And he said, you know, I think they just see me as an independent soul. He actually used those words, independent soul. And, you know, to do the right thing. Clearly, we need the carpenters in this state. Building is a big, huge issue, construction. So I know that he plans to have a staff of about 10, and he does plan to put somebody on there with some kind of expertise in building, building permits, progressive ways of looking at building, and that could be somebody who is associated with the Carpenters Union. But he's point blank said, they didn't ask me for anything. I promised nothing.
I know this is the second year in a row we've had a lieutenant governor, or second time in a row that we've had a lieutenant governor from the neighbor islands. Does Josh Green hope to open up a office on the Big Island like Shansetsui did?
No. I asked him about that, and he said, absolutely not. He said the office is on Oahu, and he noted that Hawaii News Now reported that the cost of that Maui office was about $700,000, and Josh Green said that's not a good use of money, better spent on some of the issues he's focused on. And he said he plans to meet with all the mayors on all the islands, but he said he doesn't need to have an office on an island. And in fact, I guess you could call Kohala Hospital his office here.
He'll
have a connection with people. And now that I know where he'll be, I just don't know when I can go up and see him any old time.
Well, he'll be busy. He'll be busy.
Well, he will be busy. And, you know, the other thing that I was intrigued at, you know, I just said, what are there other areas that you want to look at? And one is gun violence. And he's looking at it from a health perspective because we have more gun violence on Oahu. Here on the Big Island, as you know, we had the horrible situation of our police officer, Bronson Kaliloa, being shot and killed, our first officer ever to be shot and killed in the line of duty. And he said gun violence needs to be addressed from a health perspective, and we need to look at people with drug issues and mental health issues and make sure that those issues are understood before they're given the opportunity to have a gun. That, of course, that doesn't cover criminals who seem to obtain guns illegally. But he said a closer look at that and ways to stop gun violence in our state is high on his priority list, as is a look at how education should be handled in the 21st century, not just the issue of retaining teachers, but look at where the gaps are in the Department of Education, where they need more support. And he's actually forming a task force with retired governors from other states who, he said, have had experience with that and also experience with homelessness.
Well, he's got lots to do. So big day on Monday.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It's pretty exciting, you know. I like it. New administration, new priorities. We'll see.
Yeah. Another fresh start. Thanks so much, Sherry.
Thank you. Aloha.
You can find Sherry Bracken's stories about Lieutenant Governor-elect Josh Green online at hawaiipublicradio.org.